Desert blue and silver in the still moonshine. Coyote yapping lazy on the hill. Sleepy winks of lightning down the far skyline. Time for mill and cattle to be still.
So welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. That's Peggy Douglas and the Badger Set Band and Roundup Lullaby, which was originally one of the poems in cowboy poet Badger Clark's first collection, Sun and Saddle Leather, published 100 years ago in 1915. Badger Clark was South Dakota's first poet laureate, named to that position in 1937. Poet laureate, or as he liked to say, poet lariat. On Sunday at Custer State Park, Peggy Douglas and Rex Rideout are reciting and singing Badger Clark's poems and telling the story of the life of the legendary cowboy poet. There are two programs, the first at 1 o'clock at Badger Hall, the second at 7 o'clock at the Tatanka Barn Theater. Douglas has set several of Clark's poems to music. She created the show, The Life and Times of Badger Clark, and she joins us on the line. And Peggy, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be here.
And Rex Rideout has been studying the song and verse of the Old West for more than 30 years. And as the proprietor of Time Travel Music, he's performed at countless historic sites and museums across the West, playing fiddle, banjo, mandolin, and other instruments. He appeared in the film Cowboys and Aliens playing a fiddle, and he's with us as well. And Rex, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Carl. It's good to be here.
Well, Peggy, I'll start with you. What is it about Badger Clark's poems that make them stand out some 100 years later?
They're just, they reach so many people's heart. They're simple to understand, and they talk about nature, but they also talk about life and being free and in the open land and the open plains. But they're still, they've never been out of print, his poetry, and people are still enjoying them and loving them.
And Rex, for you, what is it about Badger Clark's poems that make them special?
Well, it seems to me that he had this ability to see things that nobody else really noticed. And part of that was that he was an outsider. He didn't, you know, he hadn't spent most of his life in that area. And so it was all new and wonderful to him. And he had a very good way of observing it and writing it down.
So, Rex, right, how do his poems compare to other cowboy poets, similar poetry of his time?
Well, I guess he's, one thing, he's got a pretty good grasp of vocabulary. He didn't have an extensive education, but he certainly did have a skill for writing. You know, the other poets of his time, trying to think of who was writing that early.
So would you see him as being a very important person in helping set the style of cowboy poetry?
Yes, I think you could say he defined it.
For you, Peggy Douglas, do you remember when you first heard or read Badger Clark's poetry and what your reaction was?
Well, I was visiting my sister in Chamberlain, South Dakota, and I was looking at a hiking book of the Black Hills, and this couple had taken a verse from The Old Prospector and put it in this hiking book, and the music just came to me. And I think, and I just started writing, putting his poetry to music, and I think that's one of the unique things about Badger, is that there's so much rhythm to his poetry. And you can almost, when you're reading some of his poems, you can almost feel him, you're on the horse with him, and he was galloping, or he was trotting, or whatever he was doing, and you can feel the rhythm of whatever Badger was doing at the time. And so that's about 2007, I think, I first started putting his poetry to music.
And Rex Rideout, do you find that as well, that there's this natural rhythm to Badger Clark's music that just, you know, expresses the, I guess, the feeling of the Old West?
Well, you probably, quite a few of his verses were written in the saddle. And so they do have the rhythm of the horse, yes.
Now, in a bit here, Rex, I'm going to sample a little bit of Bunkhouse Orchestra, one of his his poems. Was that something that he wrote with, you know, because the melody is Turkey in the Straw. Did he write that with Turkey in the Straw in mind? Do you know?
Yes.
So he did?
Oh, yes. The one thing that is certain that the Cowboys of that time loved Turkey in the Straw, and there were so many parodies of cowboy nature that were written to that melody, and Badger was no different.
All right, here's a little bit of Bunkhouse Orchestra. The music is Turkey in the Straw. The lyrics are by Badger Clark, and this is Rex Rideout. He's singing, playing the violin, and Mark Gardner is on banjo.
Shorty's frilly toes twitching at the call. It's the best gun high, let the ribs within the law. The seven jolly punches tackle turkey in the straw.
That's Rex Rideout, a little bit of Bunkhouse Orchestra, the words by Badger Clark. 100 years ago, Badger Clark's first poetry collection, Sun and Saddle Leather, was published, and Badger Clark was the state's first poet laureate. And coming up at Custer State Park on Sunday, there's two programs with Rex Rideout and Peggy Douglas with the poems and songs and stories of Badger Clark. The first is at 1 o'clock at Badger Hall. The second at 7 o'clock at Tatanka Barn Theater. And Peggy Douglas, we haven't talked that much about who Badger Clark was. I mean, what was his background? What got him into the whole cowboy poetry game?
Well, he grew up in a family where they would sit at night and read Tennyson and poetry, and so he always had a love of that in his family. And at the age of about 20, 23, Badger found out that he had tuberculosis. And he decided to go to Arizona, and he met a cowboy there at the railroad station and got a job on a ranch. And he lived on that ranch for about 4 years, and he had a lot of time to play his guitar. And he met a lot of people along at the ranch where he was working, and it was natural for him. He had always written some poetry, but he started sending letters home and poems home to his stepmother in Hot Springs, and she had them published. She saw how great they were, and after that, he had a contract with Pacific Monthly magazine, and he'd write one poem a month, I think, was the deal. And but he was very successful. He had a lot of time alone and just thinking, looking out of his hacienda where he was staying. And he has a little guitar that he would play, and he would set his poetry to music, kind of, not write it down, but just to see if it had rhythm. So his guitar is still at the Badger Hole in Custer State Park.
So the book, Sun and Saddle Leather, Peggy, that was made possible by his stepmother?
That's right. That's my understanding, that she invested her money into it and had it printed in 1915. It's never been out of print since then. Well, it was very popular. He was a very nationally known poet because all of his poetry was being published at the Pacific Monthly magazine. And so when he got back to South Dakota, people were asking him to come and speak and recite his poetry. So his stepmother also helped him, present himself. He was still pretty young. He was in his late 20s. So he was nationally known as a cowboy poet, and then in South Dakota, he was really a hero. And people just loved him and invited him to come speak at every occasion they could.
Well, Rex Rideout, when you're performing in... What are the responses that you get to Badger Clark's poems when you sing or recite them or tell the stories?
Well, the ones that are put to music are generally rather rousing, and people, they are taken into what it would have been like to be out in the desert Southwest at the turn of the 19th century. Feeling things that have, it's a place that's long gone now.
Do you think people will always be sharing Badger Clark's poems and responding to them?
Well, it's endured for 100 years. I don't see why it couldn't endure for hundreds more. Yes.
We've got about a minute left here. Peggy, maybe you can give us an idea of what people can expect at the shows coming up on Sunday at Custer State Park.
Well, it's kind of a pilgrimage to Badger's home. At 1 o'clock at the Badger Hole at Custer, and we'll be just looking at walking through the cabin, and we'll have hopefully some extra chairs up there if people want to come up and just talk about Badger's life there at the cabin. And Chevy Lee, Badger's great grandniece, is going to be there, and she actually visited there when Badger was alive, and hopefully she'll share some stories and read some poems about that Badger wrote. But we're also going to go on when are we going to do this? Saturday, Rex and I are going to go to his original Badger Hole, which is in Newton Fork Ranch now, in Hill City. It was moved there. The park was looking for a home for it. So Rex and I are going to go to that about 12 o'clock on Saturday. And so that'll be the first one. It used to be down the hill from the Badger Hole.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Peggy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. Rex, thanks for your time as well, and hope everything goes great, and enjoy celebrating Badger Clark.
It's been a pleasure.
Rex Rideout and Peggy Douglas are celebrating the centennial of cowboy poet Badger Clark's first book, Sun and Saddle Leather. There's the event you were just talking about at Hill City, 12 o'clock on Saturday, and then the big programs on Sunday, 1 o'clock at Badger Hole, and the second at 7 o'clock at Tatanka Barn Theater. That's in Custer State Park. Both programs are free. The program sponsored by Custer State Park and the South Dakota Historical Society Foundation. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Scott Jensen. This is Scott's last day, and we thank him for his help this summer. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Here and Now, right here on STPB Radio.